بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. سر اخوانكم بمكتبة الموحدين يرحبوا بفضيلة الشيخ عبد الله بن خلفيق الضفيري حفظه الله تعالى، يواصل شرحه لكتاب نواقض الاسلام لابنائه التلاميذ في جزر البحر الكاريبي وامريكا واستراليا. فليتفضل الشيخ مشكورا من جوره.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فاليوم ندخل في الناقض الرابع من نواقض الإسلام. قال شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله تعالى: الرابع من اعتقد أن هدي غير الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من هديه، أو أن حكم غيره أحسن من حكمه، كالذي يفضل حكم الطواغيت على حكمه فهو كافر. الله سبحانه وتعالى أنزل كتابه وأرسل رسوله، وقد أكمل الله برسالته فيه، كما قال عز وجل: اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. فالله سبحانه وتعالى قد أكمل الشريعة الإسلامية وأكمل دينه، فما من خير إلا وجلنا الله عليه، وما من شر إلا وقد حذرنا الله منه. ولا تستقيم حياة الناس في عقائدهم وفي عباداتهم وفي معاملاتهم وفي حل خصوماتهم ومنازعاتهم إلا بالقرآن وبسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، كما قال عز وجل: إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوى. فلا بد للمسلم أن يعتقد هذا الاعتقاد، فيعتقد أن حكم الله هو أفضل الأحكام، وأنه لا سعادة للعباد ولا صلاح للبشرية ولا انتظام في حياتهم ولا عدل يتم فيما بينهم إلا بالتنازع إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله، وأن يتحاكم الناس إلى القرآن وسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأما من ترك ذلك فإنه على خطر عظيم، فإن الله قد نفى الإيمان عمن لا يتحاكم إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وجعل الله التحاكم إلى غير الإسلام تحاكم إلى الجاهلية، فحكم الجاهلية يبغون، ومن أحسن من الله حكما لقوم يوقنون. وقال عز وجل: نافيا الإيمان عمن لا يتحاكم إلى الإسلام وإلى القرآن والسنة. فقال عز وجل: فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. فالتحاكم إلى الله وإلى رسوله، والمراد تحاكم إلى كتابه وسنة نبيه، هو من الإيمان ومن واجبات الإيمان. رب العالمين يقول: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. والرد إلى الله الرد إلى كتابه، والرد إلى الرسول الرد إلى السنة. فهذا هو الواجب الإيمان، وهو مقتضى التصديق بأخبار الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، والإيمان بكتابه سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهو من الإيمان. ولذلك وصف الله من لم يحكم بما أنزل الله وصفه بأوصاف عدة، فوصفه بالكفر، فقال عز وجل: ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون. ووصفه بالظلم فقال: ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. ووصفه بالفسق فقال: ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الفاسقون. ولذلك يقول الإمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى: لا يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا بما صلح به أولها. والأمة إنما صلحت لتحاكمها في جميع شؤونها إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله. والتحاكم ليس مقتصرا على النزاعات والخصومات والحدود كما يظن البعض، بل يتحاكم إلى كتاب الله في معرفة العقيدة الصحيحة، وفي معرفة المنهج الصحيح، وفي معرفة الإيمان، وفي معرفة العبادات، وفي التحاكم أيضا. فاقتصار التحاكم على جزئية من جزئيات الحياة كالتحاكم في المحاكم هذا تقصير لمن. لذلك نرى بعض المنسوبين لبعض الجماعات يدندن حول الحاكمية ويريد بها الحدود وإقامة النزاعات والخصومات في المحاكم، ولكنك تجده لا يتحاكم إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله في الاعتقاد، فتجده جهميا أو معتزليا أو أشعريا أو رافضيا أو ممن يقدم الكلام على والعقل على أقوال الله وقول رسوله، ولا يتحاكم إلى كتاب الله في أمور العبادات، ولا يتحاكم إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله في مسائل الدعوة والاجتهاد والجهاد. إنما اقتصر على الحاكمية في مسائل الحدود، وهذا تقييد ليس عليه دليل. فالتحاكم المراد به إلى جميع سيئات الحياة وجميع أمور الدين. فمن اعتقد غير ذلك أو اعتقد أن هدي غير هدي الرسول أحسن من هدي الرسول، أو اعتقد جواز المحاكمة إلى غير كتاب الله، فلا شك أن هذا الكفر كفر اعتقادي مخرج من الملة. وهذا يقودنا ويجرنا إلى مسألة يدور بها الجدل في هذا الزمن، وهو الحاكمية والتحاكم إلى غير ما عند الله، هل هو كفر اعتقادي يخرج من الملة، أو أنه كفر عملي يعتبر كفر دون كفر؟ فالحقيقة التي عليها العلماء المحققون أن الحاكمية أو أن الحكم بغير ما أنزل الله فيه التفصيل، فقد يكون كفرا مخرجا من الملة، وقد يكون كفرا عمليا، قد يكون كفرا عمليا هو كفر دون كفر. وقد بين العلماء متى يكون الحكم بغير ما أنزل الله كفرا اعتقاديا، ومتى يكون كفرا عمليا. فيكون الحكم بغير ما أنزل الله كفرا اعتقاديا في ثلاث حالات: إذا اعتقد الحاكم بأن حكم غير حكم الله كالأحكام الطاغوتية والوضعية أفضل من حكم الله ورسوله فهذه كفره كفر مخرج من الملة. والثانية إذا اعتقد مساواة حكم غير الله بحكم الله فهذا أيضا كفره كفر اعتقاد. وإذا اعتقد جواز التحاكم إلى غير الكتاب والسنة فهذا أيضا كفره كفرا اعتقاديا مخرجا منه. وأما إذا حكم الحاكم بغير ما أنزل الله وهو يعتقد أن حكم الله أفضل أو لا يجوز التحاكم إلى هذا الحكم بغير ما أنزل الله أو أنه لا يرى مساواة حكم غير الله بحكم الله فهذا يعد كفره كفر دون كفر وهو كفر العمل. وهذا التفصيل لا تجده إلا عند أهل السنة والجماعة من المحققين من العلماء الربانيين وعلى رأسهم عبد الله بن عباس حفظ الأمة وترجمان القرآن رضي الله عنه. كذلك ما ذكره ابن كثير في تفسيره وما ذكره قبله ابن تيمية رحمه الله وابن القيم وما ذكره أيضا الشيخ عبد الرحمن بن حسن بن محمد بن عبد الوهاب في رسالته الطاغوت وكذلك ما بينه العلماء المعاصرون كابن باز رحمه الله وكالألباني رحمه الله وكابن عثيمين رحمه الله وغير من علمائنا المعاصر. الخلاصة أن هذا العمل وهو اعتقاد أن هدي غير الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من هدي أو أن حكم غيره أحسن من حكمه فهذا كفر كفر اعتقادي وهو نوع من أنواع الكفر الاعتقادي كالذين يفضلون حكم الطواغيت على حكم الله فهو كافر كفر اعتقادي. هذا والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد، ولعل لنا جلسة أخرى في هذه المسألة نبين ونفصل ونشرح أكثر في هذه في هذا الناقض، والله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك فيكم ونفع الله بما قلتم شيخنا.
يا بارك الله فيكم.
الله يحفظك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام.
Mahdian Publications is pleased to present this ninth class in the explanation of Waqad al-Islam, the nullifiers of Islam, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad al-Abdul-Hawak, Allah Ta'ala. In it, Shaykh Abdullah ibn Salafi, Allah Ta'ala, began by praising Allah Azza wa Jalla, invoking his peace and blessings upon the Messenger of Allah. He then said that we have reached the fourth of the nullifiers of Islam, in which the author, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad al-Abdul-Hawak, Allah Ta'ala, said that the fourth of those nullifies is believing that the guidance of some person is better than the guidance of the Prophet or that someone else's judgment is better than his judgment, such as the person who prefers the ruling of the false deities over the ruling of the Prophet. Whoever does so is guilty of kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down his book and he sent his messenger and thereby completed the message of his religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and I have chosen for you Islam as your religion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed the Islamic Sharia such that there is nothing good except that He has pointed it out and pointed us toward it in the Sharia. And there is nothing evil, except that within the Sharia we have a warning against it. The believer must accept and know with certainty that the lives of people, when it comes to their aqidah, when it comes to their ibadah, when it comes to resolving their disputes between themselves, will never be successful until and unless they make the basis of judgment in those affairs the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah the Exalted says, "Inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam." Indeed, this Qur'an guides to that which is most upright. So it is never befitting for a believer to have within himself any leaning towards or preferring other than the teachings of Islam over the teachings of Islam. The believer should know with certainty that never will a person attain true happiness, and never will a person's life be upright and correct. Never will true justice be established when it comes to people disputing between themselves, until and unless they make the source of their judgment, the foundation which they return to for their judgment, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever does other than this is in great danger. Whoever seeks the judgment of other than the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has fallen back into the ways of Jahiliyyah, the days of pre-Islamic ignorance, about which Allah says, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. Is it the judgment of the days of Jahiliyyah that they seek after, that they want? And who is better in judgment than Allah for people who have certainty? Allah has negated Iman for those who fail to judge and seek the basis of their judgment in the Quran and the Sunnah. Allah says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَزًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتُ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Nay, by your Lord, they do not believe until they make you, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a judge in the affairs that they dispute about. Then they submit. Then they find within their own selves no discomfort whatsoever with the judgment that you have made, and they submit with a complete submission. Making Allah Azza wa Jal the judge in our affairs means taking the Quran as the basis for the judgment of our affairs when we have disputes. Making the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his death the judge in our affairs means making his Sunnah what we return to in resolving our disputes. And doing this is necessary once one has Iman. This is one of the obligations that comes along with having Iman. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah, obey the Messenger, and those who are in positions of authority over you. فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And if you have any dispute about any affair, return it to Allah and His Messenger if you truly believe in Allah and the Last Day. Returning the affairs to Allah means taking His book as the source of judgment in our disputes. And returning them to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam means taking His Sunnah as the source of our judgment in what we dispute about. Doing this, making the book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam the source of our judging between ourselves in our disputes, this is one of the necessary elements of Iman. And thus Allah Azza wa Jalla describes those who fail to do so with some very repulsive descriptions. So He says, وَمَن لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, describing the people who fail to judge by what Allah has revealed as the disbelievers. So He describes the people who don't seek judgment in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as He described them with kufr. He also described them with bulm, oppression. He said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then those are the oppressive people. He also described them with fisq, transgressing the boundaries, and sinfulness. He said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then they are the rebellion, disobedient people. Ibn Malik ibn Anas, rahimahullah ta'ala, said that never will the end of this ummah be rectified except by that which the beginning of this ummah was rectified. In the beginning of this ummah, in the early days of Islam, what brought about rectification within the ummah is that the Muslims sought judgment in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all of their affairs. And this is not only in the affairs of disputes, judging in disputes. It means making the Quran and the Sunnah the basis that we seek the judgment in for all affairs of our life, not only when it comes to disputes. This must be the judgment, the basis for judgment that we seek to find the answers to our problems when it comes to knowing the proper aqidah, when it comes to knowing the proper minhaj, when it comes to knowing how to worship our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, one of those elements is resolving the disputes that people have between one another. Saying that what is meant by the aforementioned ayah, whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then he is one of the kafirun, that he's one of the zalimun, he's one of the fasiqun. Saying that this ayah is only talking about resolving disputes between people. And it doesn't address the affairs of knowing aqidah, knowing ibadah, knowing minhaj. This is a great mistake. Some of the modern day da'wah groups, they always talk about the issue of hakimiyyah, the obligation of ruling by what Allah has revealed in the affairs of government. You will find those same people, those same leaders of those groups, not to mention the followers, failing to judge by what Allah has revealed in finding their own system of belief before governing. So you'll find that when it comes to their aqidah, they're a Jahmi, or they're an Ash'ari, or they're a Rafili. So they themselves are making these accusations towards Muslim leaders about failing to judge by what Allah has revealed when it comes to the affairs of governing. They themselves are not judging by what Allah has revealed when it comes to their system of belief. Likewise, they fail to judge by what Allah has revealed, what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught in the Sunnah, when it comes to the affairs of da'wah, and when it comes to the affairs of jihad. And they only talk about the issue of hakimiyyah when it comes to al-hudud, the prescribed punishments in Islam, and governing, punishing criminals and likes. And this is ignorance. And it has absolutely no evidence to support it. What is meant by judging by what Allah has revealed, and those who fail to do so, being kuffar and being balimun and being fasiqun, what is meant is that we have the obligation of, as Muslims, we have the obligation of judging by what Allah has revealed and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has sought in every single aspect of our lives, not only governing, not only punishing criminals. When it comes to this, where our source of knowing right from wrong is, where do we get our answers from? Where do we make the foundation of what we judge in all affairs of our lives? Whoever believes that there is a better source of finding the answers to these problems than what Allah has revealed, or better than the guidance of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's no doubt that such a person is guilty of kufr. The kufr, which is a kufr of i'tiqad, the kufr of creed. And this removes a person from the religion of Islam. In our day and time, there's a lengthy debate on the issue of judging by other than what Allah has revealed, and whether or not this type of kufr is a kufr which removes one from the religion of Islam. or whether it's a type of kufr which is a minor kufr, which is sinful, but if the person is guilty of it, is he still a Muslim or not? It's a long debate in our day and time about this issue. And the most knowledgeable and qualified of scholars have answered this with detail, not a black and white answer. They've answered this in detail, saying that believing that the guidance of other than the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than his guidance, or seeking a judgment of other than the judgment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can be something which removes one from the fold of the religion. It can be a kufr which is i'tiqadi, not a kufr which is duna kufr, in three situations. So the person who judges by other than what Allah reveals does actually leave the fold of Islam in three situations. The first is if he in himself believes that the judgment of other than Allah is better than the judgment of Allah. Such a person has left the religion. If someone believes that the judgment of other than Allah is equal to the judgment of Allah, his kufr is also a kufr which is i'tiqadi, a kufr of belief, and he leaves the religion. Also, if a person believes that it's permissible for a Muslim to judge by other than what Allah has revealed, then he has left the religion. These are the three situations in which a person actually does leave the religion when it comes to judging by other than what Allah has revealed. However, there are other circumstances in which a person might be ruling by other than what Allah has revealed, and he is committing a sin, but that sin doesn't remove him from the religion of Islam. And that is, for example, if a person were judging by and ruling by other than what Allah has revealed, knowing that he's committing a sin, and knowing that he's not allowed to do this, and knowing that the judgment of Allah is better. If this is the situation of a person, his kufr is not i'tiqadi, it's not a kufr of belief. His kufr is amali, it's a kufr of action, which is a sin, but it doesn't remove him from the religion of Islam. This detail, explaining this issue not as a black and white issue, but with detail, is something that you will not find except with the people of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And at the head of them, at the forefront of them, Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi Jarir. Likewise, you would find some of this detail in some of the scholars of the Salaf. You find this in the Imams, the Prasidas and knowledge of the likes of Ibn Kathir and Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Al-Qayyim, rahimahullah ajma'in. You find such detail in the treatise on Tahut by Shaykh Abd al-Rahman ibn Hassan ibn Abd al-Wahhab, rahimahullah. And from the modern day scholars, you would find this detail explained by the noble scholars such as Abdul Aziz ibn Baz, Sheikh Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Husaymin, rahimahullah ajma'in. To sum up this point, this fourth nullifier from the nullifiers of Islam, that believing that the guidance of some person is better than the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or that someone else's judgment is better than his judgment, such as the person who prefers the ruling of the false deities over the ruling of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a person has committed kufr. We must know that there is some detail involved in this, and it goes back to the aforementioned categories. Allah knows best, and if Allah wills, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala will explain some more detail concerning this same nullifier in the next class next week. Allahu a'lam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.